good, Troy. Hopefully you get that, and it's always good to try something different to your interests of desiring some other radio that you would look forward to have in your own hands and that when you do get it, when it's time when you do get it. And, you know, I, ham radio operators and ham people like us that have licenses to operate, have those privileges, Troy. Landlords, don't matter who it is, they should not make a big issue, a big deal about it, about ham operators like us to do what we want to do for our hobbies. Because it's a hobby we worked hard for and studied for it, and we got licensed because of those privileges. Now we got licensed, we can work those bands that we can work, because we have those privileges to do that, you know. And I have to say this much, I've been a ham for many years now. I think it was back in 1996 when I got my license issued. Yeah, I think 96 or 97, I can't remember which, but it was a long time ago. And I was sick to death when I passed my tech. And no matter what anyone said, I said, you know what? I mean, you could be a CB-er and do all what contact you want, but you know what? The thing of it is about being a CB-er was just as good as being a CB-er like I was at one time. You could change into a ham operator, too. You know, you just have to take your tests and get your license from the SEC and yeah, there you go. You know, you're ready to go again at bands, you know. Some guy told me, well, his name was Walt. He passed away, poor guy. He was a nice guy. He was a cook at the USICA meetings. Every time we had a meeting, he was in the kitchen cooking for everybody. That was a dinner for everybody that he prepared for everybody. He said, put your hands on a band. And he says, put the fire to the wire. As he said, you know.
Yeah, Roger on that. Well, to be honest with you, I operate both services. I still do CB. You know, I don't have a problem with CB radio. There's been good people I talk on there, too, with. You know, you get some people that act like a clown, but when they do that, I you know, go somewhere else. But I enjoy both services. They both have their use. And to be honest with you, if it hadn't have been for CB, I wouldn't be talking on ham radio now. So, you know, they both have their use. I guess now the new CB is GMRS. A lot of the people that just want to talk local and don't want to do skip, they've been doing GMRS. And mostly, what I've heard on the 11-meter band is people that shoot skip, kind of like me, skip shooting. Every once in a while you'll hear local, but I hear mostly, you know, people that do skip. And usually, to be honest, channel 28 AM is pretty active, and then your sideband frequency is 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. And then you got your free band, 415 to, I think it's 27,700. I don't know why they don't open it up in the United States. Everywhere else, even Brazil, they use the same channels we do from 1 to 40, and then 41 on up to 80 they use for sideband. They finally allowed FM on CB, but what the FCC should have done was open up some of them frequencies that they don't use for anything, like some of the channels below one, like 26805, 26. A lot of people are using FM down on 26805, but what they could have done is they could open up those channels for FM, some of the channels below one, and then make 41 all the way up to 80, like it is in Brazil and everywhere else, make that sideband. Or better yet, just make it open with VFO. Open the 11-meter band up and just do it VFO. That would have been cool, but you know, you still got the AMers that don't know too much. So what I say is what they should have done is just made 41 on up, 415 on up, make that sideband only. And then the ones that are below 36, from 1 to 35 should have, you know, that could be AM. That's how they should have done it.
Yeah, you were saying all from the beginning when you were saying when you were 11-year operator, Detroit, and I have to say this is one of the things I don't like to hear, and I don't care to talk to the individual like that because the way they're hailing and the way they abuse CB back in the day when they had, the way they talk, though, I myself, you know, I have to say this once, you know, there's a lot of restrictions about that, you know, being a ham operator. And I like CB2 myself. And that's how I got started as a ham operator when I found out about ham operator, because it wasn't for CB. I think I wouldn't know nothing about ham radio when I walked in a radio shack one day, and that's how I found out about it a long time ago. And a salesman told me about it, and he said, I told him, I said, what kind of radio is that? And, yeah, CB, it looked like a CB. He said, no. He said, that's a ham radio. Ham radio handheld. I said, really? I said, what you got to do to get that? Well, you got to have a license, he says, from the FCC. You got to go through the class for 8 weeks, and then you take your technician test. I said, oh, okay. And that's how I got started as ham, you know, and he told me all about that, and all the information I didn't know about as a ham operator that sells it, and that's how I knew about ham radio.